Audubon Alaska has released a list of birds in trouble. The 2010 Audubon Watch List pinpoints 49 declining and vulnerable bird species in Alaska. Beth Peluso is Audubon Alaska's communications manager.
The idea is to try and keep an eye on them before they're in critical danger.
The list is an early warning system that calls attention to at-risk birds.
A lot of them do migrate, but there are some birds that stick around all year. Some of the surprises were lesser yellowlegs, which is a shorebird that has bright yellow legs that people can see pretty commonly around Alaska. They are declining, and even though they seem pretty numerous around here, there actually are some concerns about the numbers and the drop that's happening with them.
Peluso says factors outside Alaska influence the status of migrating birds. She says the list looks at the percentage of the global population of migrating birds, which occurs in Alaska, to determine the ranking. Some songbirds have made the list. Peluso says the local varied thrush stands out as a declining species, but there is no known reason why.
And some of these species, we don't know what's causing the declines yet. One of the ideas of the watch list is to give agencies and nonprofits and other groups and individuals that are interested in bird conservation a guideline for where to apply limited funding and limited time and resources for looking into which birds need more conservation help.
Matt Kirchhoff, Audubon Alaska's Director of Bird Conservation, says the information in the watch list is based on field surveys and reports by government agencies.
We talked to agency biologists that are involved in collecting this data. And what we basically do is organize it in a way and sort of systematically analyze it so that we can determine the relative priorities that different species should have. And hopefully this is useful to the agency people themselves in terms of setting their own research and management priorities.
Kirchhoff says the list is also useful to conservationists interested in evaluating the impacts of proposed development projects on bird species that may be vulnerable. The list has two categories. Red list species, 31 in all, are declining or depressed below recent historical levels, while yellow list species, there's 18 of them, are vulnerable species with small populations. The list contains some surprises. Kirchhoff says the dusky Canada goose, a subspecies of Canada goose, which exists in a localized area, is high on the list of vulnerable birds.
It's because of the earthquake that has changed the habitat there, and you've got trees and shrubs and stuff coming into what used to be their prime nesting habitat, and they're being exposed to increasing levels of predation.
Audubon Alaska's first watch list was released in 2002 with an update in 2005. This year's list highlights shorebirds, such as the lesser yellowlegs, which are in decline due to habitat degradation.